this is just a first podcast I've ever done. I'm just gonna be ranting about random stuff, everything, things, but movies that I like. So I am a gal that likes 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, movies, music, clothes, anything like that, books, anything is good, if I agree with them. The Outsiders, for example, if you are going into 7th grade, or if you are in the 7th grade, or you are older and you have already, if you know about this movie, you know what I'm talking about. The Outsiders is a really good movie about a gang that, you know, goes through a whole drama fest, very intense, very sad, and there's a book, and if you're going into 7th grade, the teachers make, English teachers make you read a book, they make you read the book, and then they make you watch the movie. So I was maybe about 6 years old when I watched the movie for the first time, and I loved it so much. But I didn't become obsessed with it. I got into my Harry Potter stage, and then I got into Princess's stage, and then I got into Harry Potter. I really wasn't that interested in it. But then, I already knew about it before, but then when I found out that we were going to be reading it in the class, I became really excited. I read the book, actually. I read the book, I finished it last night. It was really nice. I cried. The movie I'm going to be watching maybe today, tomorrow, before school starts back up. But after watching the original one where they don't show some of the extra parts that were in the book, like Ponyboy when he was, you know, sick, and all this other drama. If you haven't watched it, then these are spoilers. These are spoiler alerts. So if you don't want to know about the movie, then I suggest that you leave, go read the book, go watch it. You will love it. But I'm just gonna be putting spoilers, and if you've already watched it, you've read the book, then you know what I'm talking about. I'm just gonna be, you know, just telling you guys, 3, 2, 1, here are the spoilers. So when the movie that was like all cut out where Ponyboy was sick, when Johnny and Ponyboy jump on the train, and just extra little parts, etc., that came out in 2005. I think it came out in 2005. And because I was really triggered when I watched the movie that didn't show those parts. I was really triggered by that because it really triggered me because it was like, really, man? It's like, you know, you should show the parts, but I'm really glad that they came out with that movie where it showed all the little extra parts in it. It was really nice to just watch it and just see those parts from the book because, you know, it makes more sense if you've read the book. But if you would just watch the one that's like the shorter version, I guess it's good. The shorter version is good as well. Both of the movies are really good. But when they add those extra parts, you know, it's more fun to watch because, you know, you already read the book, you already know about the parts, you've read about what they said, and all that other stuff. There is a fandom about The Outsiders. I am actually a part of it. I love it. I love being a part of it. The Outsiders changed my life a lot. It changed my life maybe for the rest. It will be like my happiness. When I'm going back to school, I'm going to be having The Outsiders like all over the place. All over the place, because I just feel like that when you can relate because of the anger issues that some of the gang has. You can relate if you have lost someone deeply and you love them so much and you deeply cared about them. I can relate to it because my best friend, we FaceTimed all the time. I knew that he was a real person. because we talked to each other. We never met face to face. He lived all the way in Australia, and he ended up committing suicide. It was a very sad time for me. I was only 11. I was really angry at myself that I didn't try to help him. He always talked about his depression, and I also have depression and anxiety, and I tried to help as much as I could. I wanted to just go hug him and just tell him that everything would be fine, you know, I'm here, you know, everything would just be okay. I never went to Australia. I've never been to Australia. I wish I did. I wish I was going so I could see him. His cousin ended up telling me that he committed suicide. It was really upsetting. His account got deleted. His account got completely deleted. And I never really saw him after that. It was really confusing. And his cousin told me, like, yeah, he committed suicide. It was really hard. It was really hard for me. I didn't actually tell my parents because I just didn't want them to know, so I kept it to myself. I just cried in my room and just... It really sucked. And now that, you know, I still talk to his cousin. We're really good friends. We still talk about stuff. But I really do miss him deeply. And I just hope that, you know, that he's okay up in heaven. And I know that God knows that he didn't mean to do it. I know that he didn't mean to feel that way. Jesus, why am I getting emotional? This is so, jeez. Okay, let's just get back on the outsiders. I can relate to Pony Boy losing two of his best friends. It was really hard for him. It was really hard for him. And, you know, it was hard for me too. And I could just understand and relate. And I've thought about, like, ending my life multiple times. I've tried it. I only tried once. And it was really upsetting. But I didn't do it because I just knew that it would just ruin my family. It would ruin everything. It would just ruin my family completely. I didn't want to do it. I wanted to do it, but I was just so scared about, like, what would happen to me. Where would I go, you know? Where would I be taken to? So I just didn't really even do it. I told my mom, like, a year later about what happened. And she was really... She helped me through my stuff. I still feel depressed, and I still am not happy like I was when I was a little kid. But I know that someday I'm going to be the same little girl, you know? I'm just going to be helped out, and then I won't have to deal with it anymore. This is not like, I'm not saying, like, I'm going to go commit suicide, like, maybe not, like, today or anything, but it's just, like, depression can affect you deeply. I used to hear thoughts in my head saying, you need to go die. You need to go die. Repeat, repeat, repeat. And it would get really irritating. I just didn't know. I just didn't know at that point that I was, you know, feeling this way. I didn't know that how I was feeling. And I was just putting my anger out on people. And I regret it. And I said sorry to them that I said that. And it sucked a lot. When we're talking about, like, and when I first watched The Outsiders, I remember I watched it and I bawled like a baby. I bawled like a little baby. And I completely related to it. I completely related to the kind of stuff. When you think about it, when you see, you know, Matt Dillon when he was younger, or Emilio Estevez, the one that played in Breakfast Club, and The Outsiders that played 2-Bit, and when Emilio Estevez played Andrew from The Breakfast Club, I really, 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 really liked him. I was in love with Emilio Estevez when he was younger. He was so hot back then. And I have, like, the biggest crush on 2-Bit. I love Disney. I love Minnie. I loved Minnie Mouse. I loved Minnie Mouse to death. I have old little stuffed animals of Minnie that I used to have when I was a little kid. There were pictures of me wearing Minnie shirts, bow, a little Minnie bow in my hair. It was crazy. And he was into Mickey, and you know, when I saw his shirt, I loved it. I do actually have like a few shirts that are like Mickey, have Mickey on it, or like Minnie. I love Disney. I actually have a little Stitch stuffed animal that I like to cuddle with on my bed. It's really cute. I love Disney. It's just, Disney is like my childhood. I went to Disneyland when I was 1 year old, and I enjoyed it a lot. I remember when I first saw it, my mom said when I first saw the fireworks that my mouth was wild, that like I was like just mesmerized by them. I remember when I saw Minnie Mouse, I was so excited, and the rides were fun, and my mom said I had a really good time, even though that I was a little kid. Even though I was only Uno years old. Uno! And that when I saw Tubit with his whole, you know, like, obsession with Mickey Mouse, I loved it. I loved seeing him just, like, in front of the TV, eating chocolate cake, having a beer, just, you know, sitting in front of the TV, just looking at it. It was so adorable. Johnny Cade is my favorite character. He is so adorable. He's so cute. Adorable. The one that... Ralph Macchio is so adorable. He's the one that played Karate Kid and Johnny from Outsiders. So freaking cool. This is a spoiler, by the way. When he stabbed Bob Sheldon, it was a really intense moment. I didn't show it, though, but it was like a bloody kind of thing that went across the screen. It was, like, pretty cool. When I actually read that part of the movie, I actually started giggling. Or, like, when he, like, in the movie as well, I also started laughing at him. I also started laughing when he got stabbed, because Bob Sheldon is not a good person. He was not a good person to Pony Boy. He tried to drown Pony Boy. Another spoiler. He tried to drown Pony Boy, and... He wanted to kill greasers, and he got off of the cops because he was a Sheldon. I don't give a shit about your last name, Bob. I don't give a shit about your last name. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about your last name. You are still a murderer. You still want to kill people. You drink every single night with massive hangovers in the morning, driving in your ugly ass Mustang. Sorry, like, the Mustang, when he owns a Mustang, his Mustang that he owns, I don't like it. I like Mustangs, but he owns one. His Mustang is ugly. All the other ones are nice. His is ugly. His is not cool. I don't like it. I don't like that he is, oh my god, he gets me so angry. That's how I actually sprained my finger in volleyball. I was getting really angry about Bob Sheldon, about what he did to Pony Boy and Johnny. And I slammed the ball down on the floor because it was an exercise that we had to do. And I landed on my knees, and then I smashed my left pointer finger into the floor. And I've already done it once. It actually it hurts like a little bit. And it really hurt. Like, I had to wear a splint. My mom bought a splint from, like, a Walgreens store or something. And it just, it sucked a lot that I had to wear. I only wore it for, like, a little while. And then I started moving it again. And it felt a lot better. I'm not doing that ever again. I'm not going to let Bob get me angry. But in this moment that I will not be able to sprain my finger, I will get angry. And I will just... In the movie, when he is just telling Cherry, he's like, come on, get in the fucking car. And he's drunk. He has the Mustang. And he's insulting the greasers. And I love that Tubit is just like, he has the switchblade out. He gives a broken bottle to Pony Boy. And if I was Pony, I would have started freaking fighting. And Cherry had to be over here like, I don't want them to fight. girl, what's the fight? It's like, fighting is freaking awesome to watch. I love watching fights. I love watching violence. I love that kind of stuff. But I don't like it when it's happening to innocent people. Don't like that. If it's happening to the bad guy, I'm fine with that. Just go ahead. Bob is the bad guy. Period. I'm glad that Johnny killed him. I'm glad that Johnny boy killed him. Gosh. I'm getting so angry, and that, like, just getting me so angry right now, and I don't know if I'll be able to even continue the podcast, but I'm gonna continue it when I'm fine and calm and I'm sweet and I'm done. Yeah, so just thank you for listening, you know, that was really nice to just talk about it, you know, and goodbye.